Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 283. Why does God demand exclusive worship? Why is God alone among many gods the Holy One? Why does He demand exclusive worship? Is He divinely selfish? Why not share His worship with lesser gods? This short message isn't long enough for this topic, but look at Philippians 2, verses 5-8, which is an x-ray of agape, the character of God. There are seven steps that the Son of God, who alone can reveal the Father, took in stepping down, lower and lower. 1. He gave up His equality with God. 2. Made Himself of no reputation. 3. Took upon Himself the form of a servant. 4. Came in the likeness of fallen men. 5. Humbled Himself. 6. Became obedient to death, the only being in the wide universe of God who has ever become obedient to death. And lastly, 7. Even the death of the cross. That's the death that involves the curse of God, the awful condemnation of final conscious ruin, a death infinitely worse than the physical pain involved. Learn what is the death of the cross. It was the concentrated death of humanity, for He tasted death for everyone, the total, final, giving of Himself, the pouring out of His soul unto death until there wasn't a drop left. He was numbered with the transgressors, and bore the sin of everyone. If a picture is worth a thousand words, there we have it. This is agape, and God is agape. No other being in the wide universe of the heavenly or earthly cosmos has ever made such a sacrifice. Any other God is therefore an anti-agape God. That means, to worship any lesser God is to worship Satan himself. No, God, our Heavenly Father, our Savior and Redeemer, is not divinely selfish, refusing to share His throne with lesser gods. He knows that to worship any other god means death to us. And He loves us too much to allow that. The final crisis of Earth's history will be a challenge to worship the Lamb alone, or to worship all. All worship of self, which is disguised as the worship of Christ, is Baal worship. Think about it.